Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is the Ralph Winterroad Show with Ralph Kermit Winterroad II coming to you live out of Alaska. We're 20 degrees and about 8-9 inches of snow. Was down below zero, but that's all right. It's Alaska, so we're doing good. I just do want to mention also, I lost a super good friend, Rita Himes. She was about my age, 77, 78, somewhere along in there. She really suffered a lot. Had a broken hip and finally had a stroke and got down and couldn't move, couldn't talk, but really a good fighter. Her husband, Don Himes, real good people. They fought the IRS, moved out of their house twice, and I learned a lot. I wish I'd have known more back then, but that's a learning curve. And I will tell you that I'm going to cover two subjects today. One is all of this child custody divorce con that's going on, and I'm zeroing in on the IRS. I think I'll probably cover that the second hour, depending on how time goes, because I don't script my shows. We're going to go after these bastards. I know what they're doing, and I got some information by listening to a talk show I think that I could use now, and we're going to start go on the attack with these people. Give them a good actual notice, and if they don't move, which they won't, they're like the Democrats. If you're a Democrat, that's Satan's party. When they will all line up like under Pelosi on articles of impeachment, first of all, to make a statement that we can make anything under articles of impeachment is a total ridiculous. It's beyond insanity. I'm not going to take the time to try to repeat it, but I've listened to a couple of people that are extremely knowledgeable on that. And our founders were limited down impeachment to a very limited number of real crimes. And why is this going on when there is, number one, there's no crime alleged? Yeah, I just can't make this stuff up anymore. It's just beyond insanity. If there's no crime, what the hell are we doing here? And two of the things... One of them is because they should have went to the Supreme Court to enforce subpoenas or summons. Subpoenas. Deal with them. That's what the court's for, even though they're corrupt. We're in trouble in this country, folks. Common sense and logic. And I'm going to go into the common sense of the child custody and all that nonsense for an hour. And then I'm going to hit the IRS. You just can't make this stuff up. But I know it's hard to see because I've been working on it for years to be able to prove. Got to have evidence. We know the courts are not honest courts, judges. But hopefully Trump is changing that by getting some honest ones in there. I'm hoping. I mean, it's never going to be perfect. I mean, we don't live in utopia. But it has gotten so evil, so corrupted. Our republic has been overthrown. I can tell you, there are no constitutional courts except the Supreme Court. I can damn well prove it. Now, that's a scary thought. There aren't any. It's rigged. It's all rigged. Unbelievable. Just can't, I don't know what to say anymore. It's even it scares me when I stop and think about it that I can prove this stuff. Anyway, I'm not going to spend any time on the impeachment and all that. There's enough of the people covered all that stuff. So this is something you're not going to hear anywhere else probably, and it's not because of pride. It's because I spent so many years, like several of listeners have, going after what's known as the administrative state. Our Supreme Court ruled a long time ago, back, I forget the case now, it escapes me, but that we got two governments going. We have one that's constitutional, and we have another one that is a fake. It's an administrative. Administrative. And this nonsense, I'm going for the child custody, of which thanks to somebody in Oklahoma, he got access to. I got a copy of what's called The state plans. Now, what is a state plan? They started back in 1935 during the Depression because we wanted to help out all of the people with unemployment and we wanted a standard way of doing things. Everything has shifted over. Our republic started off with citizens of the several states, and after this, the Civil War, they reconstructed all the states. They changed the citizenship. The source citizenship now is a citizen of the United States. But you know what? It's like Esau in the Bible. That's like selling your birthright. You have no rights to property in your birth and lineage. It's all gone if you want to go there, but you have to keep doing it over and over. But that's the source problem. It's your status. Who are you? Who do you want to be? They can't change who you are. It's a con. They have to get trick you into signing up for something else. And that's they have to leave a constitution opening to keep it constitutional because it's all voluntary. Yes, it's all voluntary. And I'm going to get into that on the second hour about how our national we can participate in a voluntary national taxation system. They're going after Trump. That's their stuff. Suing Trump. They admit it. So what did we get started here? To get back on point, this is the agencies after the 19 March 3rd, 1930. 1933 or 34, I forget now, one of those 2 years. Whenever, oh gosh, went out of, Hoover went out of, and Roosevelt became president. March, the last day that he was in, March 3rd, he repealed 1,006 statutes. Now, why would you do something like that on the last day? Why would Congress set it up that he could do that? And then the next thing, you know, we have FDR coming along. He's doing the administrative state. He starts executive orders and they start these agencies ad nauseum, and they're just making, I mean, literally thousands of regulations. And the executive orders are now deemed to be law. Really? The president doesn't need the three separate branches of government? No, this is the problem that we have today. We're not taught what the administrative state is. And I guarantee you, there aren't a lot of lawyers that know either that can really explain it. So anyway, fast forwarding, which I have a book, if you want it, you can, if you have Skype, I can send it to you. It's the headless fourth branch of government. It's the administrative state. And this is where Trump, like he's doing executive orders, he's a federal agency. The Congress said he's a federal agency in 1935 in the Federal Register. Really? I thought he was the President of the United States and had executive power. Did you know he's a federal agency? That's what they say. So what we're doing is we are being ruled by legal notice in the Federal Register. We're being ruled, if we don't know who we are, by people that we have never seen. Never heard of, have no oath, no civil commission, no authority to make law. They make regulations. They make regulations. And somehow we're supposed to abide by them. And people go to jail for it. How can this be? Because Congress has put a citizen of the United States that was tricked us into we're signing up for all this stuff. We have to keep signing up. But you know what the problem is? The United States has no land. A citizen of the United States has civil rights, which means that under the 14th, Congress said, oh, we'll give you the status, but it's supposed to be the character of a citizen of the United States. That was going only after state actors and state law. And otherwise, a citizen of the United States was supposed to remain dormant. This comes out of the I'll think of it in a minute here, slaughterhouse cases. And they listed out all of the things, and I have the center, I got the report that they did. You're welcome to see it if you want. If you email me and tell me what you want, that is emailable. It goes into great detail, based on 15 Supreme Court cases. Slaughterhouse case is the one, but the citizen of the United States is all a bunch of nonsense because it has no elective franchise, because it has no land. What was created in the Constitution for the United States of America is the government of the United States. It's right in the Constitution a couple of places. The seat of the government of the United States. It has no land. It can own stuff like a corporation for its arsenals and needful buildings. It has no land. So if you want to be under a government of the United States, you can have civil rights. But you have no rights to the elective franchise. You have no rights to you can go, quote, vote, show up, but the elective franchise and the right of suffrage doesn't exist. The Supreme Court said so. They say you have no right to a constitutional court because it's not in the Constitution of the United States. You have no protections of taxation without representation. You have no rights to property. It's not in the Constitution of the United States. That was made for the union of the several states, the sovereign countries that are called the several states, which are supposed to have their own constitutions and their own laws. That's all changed. Because these states today, which I get out of PACER, PACER is a thing you pay 10 cents a page for, to look into these district, these United States District Court filings and the federal stuff. It's a great source of information. They're sovereign states of the United States of America. They're not, they admit it. They're not one of the several states. They admit this stuff in there. And their pleadings. That's their stuff. See, I like to get their stuff. I love confessions for criminals. So we get this problem of the administrative state that's out of control. FDR is losing control because these agencies are doing so many regulations, they can't even keep track of them. So they wanted to figure out a way to stop this. They're called substantive or substantive regs. And in 1946, they finally passed the Administrative Procedures Act. And in there, they say if it's going to have the, quote, force and effect of law. Now, it's not law. It's the force and effect of law. Looks like, but it's not. Now, that'll raise a big question right there. Wait a minute. When I went to school, we're taught three branches, and the Congress or the legislature made laws of the United States or laws of Texas. No. Not today. Congress gets around and authorizes these agency missions. Really? Well, what the hell? Is there any authority for them to promulgate? Can Congress hand off to an agency to make laws? No, of course not. So they come up with what's called the administrative state. And here is, I'm going to read out of, this is out of the Congressional Record, an excerpt out of it, of the Congressional Record of March 12th, 1946, out of the Senate. See, when you get the Congressional Records and you get these legislative histories where these guys are talking behind the scenes stuff that the average person doesn't have access to, I have access to Westlaw. So I can find these things. Or some of this stuff like this, I had to get from Hines Online by hook or crook. Because, see, the Congressional Record, we don't want y'all to know what's in that. I called up the senators in D.C. How come this is not online? Well, you can go to Hines Online. It's a law library. Yeah, I'll go down there. There's a frickin' set of books four levels deep, 100 damn feet long. What the hell? How am I going to find anything in that? Well, you can go to Hines Online. Well, how come they got a corner on this? How come it's not in for the public? Because we're on a need to know, and we sure the hell don't need to know. Well, I've got the Congressional Records on a whole bunch of stuff. I got to get my home page up. I've been talking about that, but I just research and involved in these cases. So anyway, this is out of the Senate report for the Administrative Procedures Act, March 12th. And it's on page 2149 on the left-hand side. It says, we have set up a fourth order in the tripartite plan of government, which was initiated by the founding fathers of our democracy. They set up the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches. But since that time, we have set up a fourth dimension, if I may so term it, which is now properly known as the administrative in nature. So now we have the legislative, the executive, judicial, and the administrative. And farther down, they go in to say the executive branch of government of the United States has grown up without any plan or design. To look at it now, excuse me, no one would ever recognize the structure which the founding fathers erected a century and a half ago. Commissioners have been the result of legislating groping rather than the pursuit of a consistent policy. They are, in reality, miniature independent governments. And that's what they are. They call them independent establishments. Set up to deal with the railroad problem, the banking problem, the radio problem. They constitute a headless, quote, fourth branch of the government. A haphazard deposit of irresponsible agencies and uncoordinated powers. This is right out of their stuff. They're admitting it. These things, have, all this stuff is all independent agencies, post office, all of it. That's why they call it postal service instead of post office. I mean, it's just, it goes on and on and on. Now, back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Okay, we're back here, and Ken in Fort Worth, question or comment on what we're talking about?
Yeah, have you ever been to a federal deposit library where they have the complete congressional record?
Yes, I have.
Are you near one?
No. The one that's in Anchorage has they have a great depository there. We have a law library in Anchorage, thanks to Senator Ted Stevens, that has the complete congressional record that's about 100 or 150 feet long, full of books, starting from the very beginning to current. But how the hell do you find it? I mean, that's where I got initially some of this stuff, but how the hell do you find anything?
They got one here in Fort Worth, and I've been to it at Texas Christian University. If anybody's nearby, they want to go take a look at it. But they would throw me out of the library, and I told them this federal law says you can't do that. So they said, well, if you go down to the police department, they'll let you back in. They can't keep you out of a federal deposit library.
No, that's fine, but the bottom line is all hard copy. It's not on the internet because Heinz Online has put it all into a computer, and you got to pay to get access, and then they won't let you download complete sections of books. They'll let you download so much, and they'll cut you off. Been there, done all that.
If you're near one, go to one and look around, and they can't keep you out.
Oh, I know, but how are you going to find anything at 150 feet of books, four books high? Book. I mean, how are you going to find anything? You can go to the index, then you got to look up off the index each one of these things, what page they're on. Then you got to go to that book, and then you got to copy. Well, that's why, I've got basically what's needed. Let's just put it that way. I got it.
But I always find a way around it. There's a lot of stuff in there. I'll talk to you later. I'm gone.
Sure. Why isn't this on the internet? If the people ever woke up and had access to this stuff, that's what I've got a tremendous. If you are a member, you have to be a member of the IRS list. I call it the IRS list. It's all kinds of things. It's IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com. It's 250 postal money order, preferably Walmart, per year. If you can't, you have to email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com and explain to me why you can't pay, and I'll believe you, and I'll add you. And then, if you supply a 1 terabyte hard drive and the postage, I'll give you all my research. How about that? 25 years of research. Well, I've got books. All of the ruling case law, Amgur 1, I got unbelievable dictionary stuff you will not find anywhere else. You'll have it at your fingertips, but you have to be a member of the list, and you have to ask. I can't add people. I don't have the authority to start sending you emails. I don't. If you're not interested, I'm not interested either. I'm sorry. I've been there, done that. I learned real quick. You cannot save somebody if they don't want to be saved. So anyway, that's enough of that. So let's get back to, this is on May 24th, page 5656 of the House in 1946. 5656, May 24th. How about you never heard this before? After a law has been passed by Congress before it applies to the individual citizen, there are about 3 steps that must be taken. Did you know that? Get this information and run it by one of your congressmen and senators. Tell me it ain't so. First, the Bureau, having charge of enforcement, must write rules and regulations to amplify, interpret, or expand the statute that we passed. Rulemaking, we call it. Second, there must be some procedure whereby the individual citizen who has some contact with the law can be brought before the Bureau and his case adjudicated. So you can go to before administrative agencies. Yeah, right. Call like you must refer to that adjudication or hearing. Finally, there must be some procedure whereby the individual may appeal to the courts from the action taken by the Bureau. This bill briefly touches on all three. It requires the agency to give notice of the intention to make rules and regulations. That's called a proposed rule. It requires the agency to allow interested parties to appear and state your views and request that certain rules and regulations be adopted. Oh, would you like to go to D.C. all the time? There's thousands of these damn things that they do and keep track of it. Oh, you betcha. Uh-huh. Then it requires that these rules and regulations have the effect of law, must be published in the Federal Register and go into effect at some future date. Back in a minute. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. This is them confessing to what the hell's going on. Wake up. I'll tell you. Wait.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, well, we're back here and talking about the administrative state. This is what they tell us. Oh, we're going to have the House for Congress, Senate. They get around, they pass it both, they send it to the president, he signed it, we have laws of the United States. That's a lie. They're not making laws of the United States. They're making what's called public law, and that's another whole story. But it's not laws of the United States. I'm going to start back over because this is important. This is what's really going on. This is them talking. May 24th, page 5656, House. After a law has been passed. See, they say law. They don't say laws of the United States. Anytime you see law, it can be any damn thing. Before it applies to the individual citizen. Who is the individual citizen? Those are citizens of the United States. That's 5 U.S.C. 552A2. That's an individual. Is a citizen of the United States or an alien. Okay? Got to see, it's all words. There must be about three steps before it applies. So I thought they think Congress ain't supposed to be legislating against citizens of the several states. They can't touch us, except in a few things, commerce and some of that. That's it. So they figured out a way around this. They lied to us. It's unbelievable. So now we say, first the Bureau is business, by the way, having charge of enforcement must write rules and regulations to amplify, interpret, and expand the statute. They got to interpret the statute? Oh, no, the courts did that. And expand it? I didn't know that. Did you know the agency, somebody that don't know shit from Shinola that we never see, doesn't answer to anybody, can expand the statute? Well, they're called substantive regulation or substantive. They have the force and effect of law. They look like they're not. They have interpretive regulations that interpret the law. Those are baloney, BS. They can't be enforced. They have procedural ones. They're nonsense, too. And any manual put out by any agency, regardless of what they say they're going to do, the courts have said is smoke. So if you want to live in a world of smoke, go read the IRS manual or some of these other manuals. They don't have any standing. They just lie. And the courts have said so. Why are you believing this stuff? Didn't you know that? They didn't teach you that in school? Of course not. Anyway, second, there must be some procedure where the individual citizen who has contact with the law can be brought before the Bureau, in some case adjudicated. Oh, yeah, would you like to go to an administrative hearing? This person has no authority, no training. He just, yeah, right, okay, dream on. Finally, there must be some procedure whereby the individual may appeal to the courts from this action taken by the Bureau. This bill briefly touches on all three. First, it requires the agency to give notice of its intention to make rules and regulations. Those are called proposed rules. They publish them in the Federal Register. It requires the agency to follow interested parties to appear and state their views and requests. Oh, hey, I don't like what you're doing. Well, so what? Then it requires these rules or regulations which have the effect of law must be published again. Those are kind of called final rules in the Federal Register and go into effect at some future date, 30 days supposedly. Now, would you like to know the con? Let's read the rest of this. The difficulty with our present setup is that many of these agencies are not subject to court review, which you'll find out. And many of them, even if we pass this bill, were still not subject to court review. This bill does not give a court review to any case where review is now precluded by statute. Oh, you've got no remedy. Really? How can that be? Well, let me give you a case here. Let me bring it up here. This is this sums it up. This started with Hayburn's case in 1792 and Dismuth, and oh, there's all kinds of cases. Babcock, 1919. This case is Allen versus Graham, and it sums it up good. 446, P as in Paul, 2D, 240. 446, P, 2D, 240. It comes out of the Court of Appeals of Arizona. That's right on point. Based on Supreme Court decisions, holdings, by the way. If you accept a benefit, briefly stated, shut the hell up. You have no right to a remedy, and if that remedy is there, screw you. If it's the wrong remedy, you're still screwed. It's a benefit. You pay your children to do the dishes, and if they don't like it, what are you going to do? They got no remedy. So here we go. Welfare benefits are grants by the legislature, which has delegated to the Department of Public Welfare the power to determine the recipients of such grants. Under such circumstances, i.e. when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, that's called a benefit. It is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts. Oh, isn't that lovely? And may withhold all remedy. Oh, now I'm really feeling good about taking your benefit. Or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. Based on Dismuke, United States, 297 U.S. 167, United States versus Babcock, 250 U.S. 328. That's a great case. 250 U.S. 328. And others. You start to get the picture? They've overthrown a republic. Everybody is deemed to be a citizen of the United States, but we're not. One of the best places to find it is 8 U.S.C. 1101 A22. Let me find that one here. That lays it out. See, the thing is, they must always provide a constitutional remedy out. Always. But it's just hard to find it. It's like all these gates. I mean, how do you find where the gate is that lets you out of this nonsense? You have some chance of challenging these people. And if you don't have some sort of a background or somebody to answer questions, which an attorney is not the place to go, most of them. There's a few out there. This is 8 U.S.C., 1101. This is definitions under immigration and nationalities. Let's go down to, by the way, you'll find this on the application for the passport down in the place where you don't, it'll say citizen/national of the United States. It's on your passport on the right hand side. It'll say citizen/national of the United States. It's there. Just a little simple thing. But just how are you going to know? Because they don't tell you anything beyond that. So you go to 22B, which I'm going to get to here. The term. Now, a term is where when they use the word means, it gives an exclusive new definition that can be dog means cat, dog means Pelosi, dog means anything. And that is the new meaning that is used. It has nothing to do with English. They just give it a whole new meaning because they have to, because it's coded. The term, quote, national of the United States, end quote, means, okay, we got two choices because there's an or between it. So you got to be one or the other. Or, A citizen of the United States, or B, a person who, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. That's a citizen of one of the several states, the constitutional side. A citizen of the United States is where you're under the plenary power of Congress. You have no political rights, by the way. You have civil rights. You go to court and sue. Under the color of law, 42 U.S.C. 1983. Ain't that lovely? You just can't make this stuff up. It's hard to believe. Chuck in Oklahoma, question, comment?
Well, you mentioned a while ago something about creating something against their rights, or...
Oh, I'm going to get into that next hour. It's called abuse of power. I'm going to go into that next hour.
You said that equals... See, I lost the whole thought.
Okay, well, we have a constitutionally secured rights. One of them is a birthright. One of them is the right to own property. The other one is not to be forced into a contract that is voluntary. Those are constitutionally secured rights, and that's called the abuse of power. And mm-hmm. That's what these agencies are doing, these agents, these people, these courts, because, see, these courts are not de jure courts. I have a brief where I showed how to sue a judge in Dillingham. We had a rule against it, then Gladden went off the farm, so I haven't followed up. But we're 100% documented and I got their attention over in the borough. They didn't put my property up for foreclosure this year. And I got a FOIA, which I put out on the thing. I'm going to nail these bastards. I am. I got them.
I believe it.
And I don't give up. Also, go ahead.
Okay. I'll go back and listen to the replay, too, because I can't remember what you said. But
okay.
I was going to read this.
Call after the show. My number is 907-355-8304. I'm trying to get people pass along all of these years of getting my tush handed to me and learning the thing that I can prove. I can prove this stuff
right
now.
Right.
Okay?
Right, right. Hey, I was just going to read this right quick from the state plan.
Mm-hmm.
The Oklahoma state plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we haven't discussed this before, I don't think, but this says the state has, in effect, laws giving the 4D agency authority to take administrative actions specified in 466C and 1 of the Act, the Social Security Act, without the necessity of obtaining a court or administrative order, and to recognize the authority of another state's 4D agency to take such actions and procedures for coordination with the ERISA, ERISA, in accordance with 466C.
They don't have that authority, a constitutional side, do they?
No, but I mean the insanity of this crap, and it reminds me of the forfeiture laws, which is not a law, but the forfeiture crap that they do locally. They get the authorization from the feds.
Right. I know. That's what I'm going over this. I'm trying to give people a brief, basic understanding of it. Give them documents. Get on my list. Call me up. If you want to fight, I'll try to help you as much as I can. At least I can answer questions because I've been doing this long enough. I know their game now. I don't know everything, of course. Anybody that says that's full of smoke. But I tell you what, I probably know about as much about it as anybody out there because I've been doing it for 20-some years.
Right.
And I back up, regroup, and oh, well, what I thought was so is not so.
Now, I got this question. Is the driver license a part of this administrative state?
Yeah, absolutely. The driver's license is part of the state plan, as is your a passport. It's in under the 3.1 under cooperative agreements. There is a thing in there that covers driver's licenses, and there's a thing in there that covers passports. Yep. That's why it's so important to get the state plan. It tells you where to go to get the cooperative agreements, the list of all the things they cover, and get the copy of them, which I'm going to go over, which shows that it's all rigged. It's all set up.
Okay. I'm just following these point by point by point.
Well, it's a lot to digest because I've been doing this for a lot of years. And like I say, I track this administrative state crap forwards and backwards. I said, there's got to be a remedy there. And I found out, you know what? There ain't no remedy in hell. Don't get in hell. There ain't no remedy. When you're down there, you're done, Bubba. The thing is, don't go there. Okay?
Yep, exactly. Exactly. So we're learning. I'll hang up and let you get on with it because I'm enjoying it. All right. Have a good one.
Okay.
Bye.
So now then, out of this thing, it says bottom line, if you're in this nonsense, you have no remedy to the court. You get into the VA or you get into Social Security or child. Well, I can't go to court. And then the courts, you find out, are all rigged, which I'm going to get into next. Damn. I mean, everybody that's been into child custody and seen some of this stuff, you go in there and you shake your head. Oh, I got a boy, yes, sir, I got the wife, or I got the other one. She's shacking up, or he's shacking up, or they're doing drugs. And you say, wait a minute, well, they don't get the right result here. Why is that? Because the judge is bought and paid for, folks. Which is what I'm going to get into next, but I want to go over the administrative state because it has bearing on both all the IRS. Because you see, when they did this Administrative Procedures Act, they said in 1946, we are going to have a procedure that's going to have subsidy regulations, and they're going to put in there 5 U.S.C. 553. And it's going to have the force effect of law. They got to put it in the proposed rule. They got to put it in the final rule. They wait 30 days, and we're good to go. Do you know how many of those I've seen? None. And I have literally probably thousands of regulations, Federal Register publications. The IRS tells you on page, I think it's page 3, we're not doing them. You say, you dumb idiots, what the hell's wrong with you? Don't you read this stuff? Well, if you don't have this background, how do you understand this? Because we're not taught none of this crap. We're taught, oh, Congress makes the laws and we're good to go. But then here comes an agency after me. And you say, huh, wait a minute, whoa, what? How do I fight this? It's all rigged. So anyway, now that we know, so the process simply for the administrative state is they have to put out a proposed rule in the Federal Register, and they have bypassed those, by the way, sometimes. They have to state they're in compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553, which says they're going to make subsidy regs. They don't. They always say, they're always, well, there's some reason. It's not in the best public interest or whatever, yada, yada, yada. Then they have to take comments. They will or will. Then they have to put out a final rule and address the comments. But there's nothing that says they got to do anything. They just do whatever they want. Okay, so you don't like it. Yeah, tough titties. Big deal. No big deal. Then you're supposed to wait 30 days before it goes into effect, because like we all get around and we all check the Federal Register every day just to see when something's coming into effect. Oh, you betcha. That's what I do every morning. And then there's a congressional oversight for 6 months. Congress can get around and up or down the regulations. I've never seen one downed yet. I saw Arbukowski, our good old Rhino Democrat up here. She went after this CO2 thing and got it. A beginning law student could have done a better job. It was rigged. She was just doing it for hype. Smoke and mirrors. So now we get into, you see how much time we got here. This may run over into the next hour here for a little bit, because it'll tie into the, it all ties together, because if we do not know how the administrative state works, which is what we're in today, there are no public officers. There's no proper oaths of office. There's no proper civil commissions. There's nobody has the power. They don't have what's called an office. We got this from the English common law. An office is where the legislature or the Constitution establishes an office where that person holding that office can go against things against my will. They could put me in jail and take my stuff. To enter that office, they must have a proper oath of office. They must have a civil commission. Back in a minute.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The administrative state by the feds is that there is going to be a proposed rule. It must state 5 U.S.C. 553. It's going to be the force and effect of law called the substantive or substantive rigs. There are none. They do interpretive rigs. They do procedural rules. They do administrative rigs. They're all smoke. Then they come back with a final rule. And it must say again, 5 U.S.C. 553. And in the first one, they got to allow comments. In the second one, they got to address the comments, but it don't mean anything. And then they got to wait 30 days minimum. And then Congress has 6 months to up or down the regulation. And then it's into concrete. And everybody, including the courts, go along with any of these regulations they pass. There's been a few of them challenged in the Supreme Court. Have the force and effect of law. But the courts have ruled otherwise. You just got to know better. There are no substantive or substantive regs. How can an agency make law? Congress cannot delegate its lawmaking power to some guy that God knows where they live in the world. Agencies, these bureau rats. Of course not. Oh, it's worse. 1997, Congress adopted the Adoption and Safe Families Act of 1997. Now, doesn't that sound great? Safe Families Act. Adoption Incentive Program. Oh, did we tell you that we put a bounty on children? $4,000 multiplied by the amount of the number of foster child adoptions exceeds the base number of foster child adoptions for the state for that year. So they put a bounty on them. Say, okay, you know, whatever the number is, if you can get more deaths, we'll give you $4,000. It's way more than that now. Oh, by the way, you know, the ones that ain't quite so good, you know, they're crippled or something. $2,000 multiply the amount for the special needs adoption. You know, the ones that are kind of screwed up, you know. You believe this? That's Congress. Your state's doing it, folks. It's in the state plan. They have incentive programs. It's in the state plan. Asked what I have all of the state plans for every state. Thanks to the guy in Oklahoma. Got me into the web pages, got them all. It's all there. They tell you what agency to go to get this stuff for your state. You can't make this stuff up. They're selling children for money. Now, I found this out with Alice Brown up here. She lost her little girl to adoption. They had a doctor that was feeding the women. You know, I've not been married, never had the blessing of having children because Cheryl was killed. And so anyway, so women, I guess, under stress, hormonal stuff, under when they're giving birth or whatever, they make kind of silly statements. And this doctor say, well, she made some sort of a statement here, and they take it and blow it up. Next thing you know, Alice Brown lost her little girl. Now, I knew it wasn't right, but she's how I found out all this stuff. And God, did I do a lot of digging with her and her sister. And that's how I found out about the state plans. I found out about cooperative agreements, which I'm going to have to get into and rub that over into the next hour. This is so important. They are selling children in America for frickin' money. It's slavery, folks. They got a bounty on them. You give these agencies money for the number of over the base, they make money. I think it's $15,000 or $20,000 a head now in Alaska. I can find out. I'm going to find out.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.